From the First Midwest Bank State Street Studio, this is WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago.
The new home for the Chicago White Sox.
ESPN 1000.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Hit that button. 5 o'clock and 35 seconds. We have news on the Bulls.
This is breaking news, powered by Points Bet Sportsbook on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
All right, this is from Shams Charania, who is very good at what he does, Chicago-based reporter for The Athletic and Stadium. He just tweets 20 seconds ago. Like, these things happen when free agency starts right away. Lonzo Ball has agreed to a 4-year, $85 million deal with the Chicago Bulls. CEO of Clutch Sports, Rich Paul, tells The Athletic and Stadium. So this is an offer sheet, guys, right? We'll see now if a sign-and-trade will be worked out. We'll see if the Bulls have to wait 7 days on whether or not New Orleans matches this. There's been discussions about the Bulls pulling off trying. Brian Windhorst called it a double sign and trade, possibly for not only Lonzo Ball, but DeMar DeRozan with San Antonio. But all those rumors that you have heard about the Bulls being interested in trading for Lonzo Ball last year, all the rumors that you heard about Ball being interested in the Bulls and the Bulls being interested in him. He is a point guard who has improved his shooting. He's improved his scoring. He's very good defensively and very good running the offense. The past regime liked him, too. I know Garham Pax always liked Lonzo Ball.
I think going back to the draft.
And very different than his father, too. He's not going to rock the boat. Zion likes him a lot. I know New Orleans was interested in Kyle Lowry, who may be headed to Miami.
What does this do for the Bulls tying up money for a week? Is that an issue?
Sean, do you have more information on that?
Yeah, Woj just tweeted out that signing of Lonzo Ball for the 4-year, $85 million contract is part of a sign and trade.
Okay. There you go. So there will be no
details for that later. Okay. Right.
So it appears, guys, again, like as we promised you, that we would have breaking news just like we did on Friday. The Chicago Bulls have a brand new point guard, and I still believe he's only 23 years old. Welcome to Chicago, Lonzo Ball, as the Bulls have just made a sign and trade, according to Woj, with the New Orleans Pelicans.
Now,
332-3776.
He's a guy that has really worked on his stuff, right? Like his three-point shooting, I believe he shot 38% from beyond the arc this past year, which was his best year. I believe his field goal percentage overall still needs to go up some, but he's a guy that has shown you he's willing to work and get better at his craft over the course of time.
Yes. Now,
the thing I would point out to most with that, Waddle, is not only has his three-point percentage increased, his free throw shooting from 2 years ago was at 58%. He's now shooting 78%,
so he's
increased there.
He's a hard worker.
But also, go back and watch video of Lonzo at UCLA or his rookie season with the Lakers. He had that weird hitch. The shot pocket was over on the side. He'd come over and fling it towards the rim. He has completely reconstructed his shot. And now when you watch him, the reason the three-point shot is going in, the reason the free throw shot is now more consistent is because he has a more fluid shooting pocket that he is now using. And you can tell, you're right. He has put in the work. He's 23.
Yes.
Right. So like the key here is that you're hoping that at some point in the next 4 or 5 years, if you still have him on your roster, that he can turn himself into a top level guard in the league.
Right.
And let's keep in mind, guys, that you look at the point guards that the Bulls have gone to the starting gate with. Like Tomas Satoransky is a nice player, but he's a backup point guard. They've had to rely on him. They went with Chris Dunn for a couple of years, who really was all defensive minded and wasn't really doing anything well other than that. Like they have not paired Zach LaVine and a lot of the players with a good point guard. You know, they were calling Thaddeus Young, for goodness sake. Thaddeus Johnson because they were running offense through him. Like, this is so needed. The Bulls needed a point guard, especially next to Zach LaVine. You get Vooch and you get him better looks. You run the pick and roll. There's so many reasons why this should make not only the Bulls better as a team, but the other players on the team better. Yeah.
I'm interested in the details here as well.
Yeah, because it's a sign and trade. I wonder what they're giving up, and I wonder if the DeMar DeRozan news is also, or at least the rumors are possibly true. Like maybe Lowry goes to San Antonio.
Maybe they had to get this one done and confirm it before they worked on the other.
Are they going to involve Kobe White in any sort of deal? Now, he's got a shoulder injury, but...
Wasn't there some talk about something involving the Celtics as well, where Marcus Smart may be available?
You told me that earlier. I had heard originally that there was some talk about Lonzo Ball possibly going to the Celtics.
Right. Chris, did you I know you follow this stuff closer than I do. What was the connection with Marcus Smart and the Boston Celtics?
With the Bulls?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No,
it was... but I do know Marcus Smart has been in trade rumors with the Celtics almost every single cycle. So not only the trade deadline, but also in the offseason, because he's a good player, but he's also the type of player that if he's your fourth or fifth best player, like it's tough to pay him and get what you need out of a guy that you're paying that amount. And Marcus Smart, smart defensive player. He's a good offensive team player. Like, he's not going to do anything for you one-on-one or to create for others. He just kind of fits.
Yeah.
But, like, as your fourth and fifth best player, how much do you pay a guy like that? So he always pops up in Celtics rumors. I know that there's a rumor out there that the Celtics are interested in Spencer Dinwiddie. So that may be something that could happen. But as far as the Bulls, I haven't heard Marcus Smart. Okay. No.
All right, so you have a new point guard, Chicago, 312-332-3776. A lot of hype surrounded Lonzo Ball when he became a Laker. Magic Johnson was always very high on Lonzo Ball. His dad took a lot of headlines away. His dad sort of now isn't out there in public. They're really good kids, the Balls, from what I understand. I mean, he was a great player in Charlotte this year. Lonzo's been a great citizen and an improving player, as you mentioned. The Bulls acquire him, according to Woj. It is a sign and trade. We don't have details yet on what the Bulls are giving up. They sign him to a four-year, $85 million deal. The reason you do this is you don't have to worry about matching salaries now or waiting 7 days. The Bulls know they have their point guard in Lonzo Ball. It's Lonzo Ball. It's Zach LaVine. It's Vucevic. It's Patrick Williams. And we'll see what else they do, whether Kobe White stays on this roster or they do go the DeMar DeRozan route. That would be a great addition. If they come away with this free agency with DeMar DeRozan and Lonzo Ball, to go with Vooch and with Zach LaVine and Patrick Williams, I'd like that.
Yeah, no, again, is it going to lead you to an NBA title? Probably not, but it's going to make it a hell of a lot more interesting over the next couple of years.
And you have stars who are younger. I mean, now, DeRozan and Vooch are in their low 30s.
I think DeRozan's, what, 31? Isn't DeRozan 31? Isn't that what we said?
And then, Zach's 26, and as Black and I both said, you have a 23-year-old point guard. Feels like Lonzo Ball's older than that, but he's 23. See, Red Fred wanted to talk about this before the news happened. Are you okay?
Oh, my God.
Are you?
Well, first, guys, let me tell you what happened. I got an inside info on when you said Marcus Smart. I got inside info for you. The Boston Celtics wanted Lonzo Ball. They offered Marcus Smart in a sign-and-trade to get Lonzo Ball. And Lonzo Ball said, I don't want to play in Boston. I want to play for the Chicago Bulls. So that's where we're at today. We have premier players who are restricted free agents who are picking us over Boston. So you can pound sand, Celtics. They want to come here. Now let's calm down for a second because we got one more move we got
to
make.
You're talking to yourself now. Right.
We have to get DeRozan. Here's why. DeRozan last year, one of the biggest weaknesses with the Chicago Bulls, we didn't get to the line. He got to the line at seven times per game. He shot it at an 88% free throw rate. He's elite at getting to the line. Number two, he averaged 6.9 assists, his career high. It was his best year at passing the ball. And most importantly, we need to move Patrick Williams to the four because all his strengths are at the four and all his weaknesses are really enhanced at the three. So if you can go in with a lineup with DeRozan at the three, you have Patrick Williams at the four, and you have Ball at the one, we're talking about a team with two future All-Stars in Ball and Williams two current All-Stars in Vucevic and Zach LaVine, and a four-time All-Star at DeMar DeRozan. You know what I'm talking about?
DeRozan's
I'm talking about a title contender. That's what I'm talking about. Go crazy, Chicago.
DeRozan isn't done yet, though. Let's wait on that, all right? I mean, it was speculated
about
Windhorst.
I'll wait on it for a little bit, but I'm telling you, it's coming. If they come in, I'm going to personally drive up and kiss Arturis right on the head.
No, don't.
You're going to scare him away. You'll go to jail. We don't want you to go to jail.
No, I just don't want him to scare him away. If he goes to jail, he goes to jail.
All right, but this is – aren't you guys excited? Is that not a title contender?
See,
Red Fred, look, you have provided a lot of crap over the years where you just get optimistic for getting optimistic. If they get DeRozan and Ball, like Waddle said, I don't know if they're a championship team, but we're talking about a playoff team with some upside,
a little
I believe.
Juice. Yeah. Got a little juice with that
if
team.
If things go right, if Billy Donovan can coach them up.
By the way, it's been
confirmed. What a year for our Bears and Bulls, gentlemen. I love you. I can't thank you enough for giving me some time to promote the gospel of the beloved Bull. Have a good one, brothers.
See you, Fred.
Bulls planning to trade Satoransky and Garrett Temple in a second-round pick to the Pelicans.
All right, so Kobe White's still on the team, at least for now. We'll see what they do with Lauri Markkanen's contract, with the contract hold. He could be a contract that could be swapped. Like, wasn't the rumor that Brian Windhorst was talking about that San Antonio could like Markkanen? And maybe that could be a trade where you go do a sign and trade. Because that way you fit everybody. When they're trades, you can fit everyone under the salary cap.
By the way, Shams is also reporting that Jimmy Butler is expected to agree to a maximum contract extension with the Heat.
That guy played it well, didn't he? Jimmy Butler's had a damn good NBA career now.
Yes, he has. And I believe the numbers on that are like 4 years, $185 million, I believe is what it comes out to. Yeah, 184. Butler's max contract expected to be in the 4 years in excess of $184 million.
Remember when the Bulls signed him for what was it? It was between, there was an argument between
44 million and 40 million.
44 and 49.
49,
He wanted close to 50. The Bulls were offering 44, and therefore he didn't sign over the 5 million. He then played his hand right in the prove-it year, and then they were forced to basically give them the max. Weren't they the $90 million? It was a 5-for-90 deal.
I got to tell you, like, the last 72 hours in Chicago sports it's been interesting and fun.
And a lot of times, there's a lot of hype. I remember last week I was promoting, hey, this is what we're in store for this week. The end of the trade deadline. The Bears going to training camp. And the NBA free agency season starting in a week. And they've all lived up to the hype. The trade deadline was the busiest, the craziest. We got two Cubs Sox deals out of it. We got a point guard coming to town now in Lonzo Ball with a high upside. 312-332-3776. The Bulls have made a sign and trade with New Orleans, and Lonzo Ball is a Bull. There are talks about DeMar DeRozan possibly coming here. NBA free agency is alive. It's 13 minutes alive, and stuff has already happened. We'll take all of your calls at 332-3776.
Waddle and Sylvie, weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Bulls have made a move right away. I mean, it took 30 seconds. Like, this thing opens at 5. These deals are done well before that.
Sort of like NFL deals, right?
Right away.
Yeah.
It was 5-0-0 in 30 seconds. And Shams had the news on Lonzo Ball becoming a Bull. And then we got Woj to confirm that it is indeed a sign and trade. Satoransky, Garrett Temple, and a second round pick. And Ball signs a 4-year, $85 million deal with the Bulls. So I did a quick poll question brought to you by your Chicagoland Toyota dealers. In a week of trades, it's really been incredible, all the trades that have been made. Simple question. Bulls point guard Lonzo Ball, ... Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up.
91.5% are bullish on Ball. They are all in. Thumbs up. Yes. 8.5% say thumbs down. You can react to 312-332-3776.
Do you want to take the first leg or the second leg driving Lowry down to San Antonio?
I'll take both ways.
Really?
I mean, yeah, I'll take use my car too. You don't have to worry about.
No, I'm saying, well, I'll drive one leg you and you do the other.
Do both? I stay awake for that. Yeah, I mean.
All right, then I'm not going to go. Then you can take care of it.
We could trade Mitch in basketball shorts to San Antonio, and I'm good with it. Like
I'm saying, like, we're going to drive Lowry down there. And
I know, right.
Like, I was going to suggest you and I, with no disrespect, Matt.
Oh, no, I appreciate it, but I'm telling you that it'd be so excited for them to flip a restricted free agent, Lowry Markkanen, for DeMar DeRozan, who's a good, really good, solid player. Like, he's not probably as athletic as he was when he was younger, but he's still a good player.
He's a good scorer. He's not a great three-point shooter, but he's a really good player.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, that's how excited I would be.
Okay, so you're going to go both ways.
During his rookie year, if you would have told me that I would be this down on Lowry after 4 years of him being a Bull, I didn't see that coming.
I didn't either.
He gave us many
players. I had hope.
Yeah, but like if you would, he's basically Miritich. Is he shown? Yeah. Is he shown you that he's any better than Nico?
No, I thought that I had hopes. I'd say high hopes, but I had fairly high hopes about it.
Yeah, like to be a good piece on the team. So the Bulls are over the cap. We'll see what they do with Lowry Markkanen. They have the cap hold there. Do they make a sign and trade with DeMar DeRozan, something that Brian Windhorst mentioned on ESPN? What do we think, boys, of Abdallah tweeting the news out and saying that the new era of Bulls basketball is starting off A-okay? As a reference to AK. And then not good, right, Black? I mean... Yeah. He's more creative than that, isn't he?
You want me to crack on my teammate? Is that what you're looking for? Without him here, you're looking at me to...
No, no, no. If he was here, I would say the same
thing.
Right
to his face.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, he gets himself into his own puns that are terrible jokes. So, I mean, we can all see it. It's all out there on social media. So he'll take the L's. Just like all the losses he's gotten over the years.
Isn't he in Napa? He's probably half.
I think he's migrating back this way. Okay. So I don't know if he's landed or not. But yeah, maybe some wine fingers. I don't know. It was a terrible joke, though.
That's all I was asking. Like, yeah, he is a funny guy. That was not one of his
funny
best.
How? Is he a clown? What are you saying?
Yeah. He's witty.
Is he?
Okay.
I think Abdallah is very witty. I put him on top the power rankings.
Oh, that's a nice compliment.
For funny on the radio station. Yurko currently is number two. He was the reigning number one.
Wow.
Yeah. Yurko had himself a day today, too.
He did.
Oh, my gosh. Yurko calling Andy. What did he call Andy Dalton earlier today? The race car driver's name. Austin something?
Dylan? Austin Dillon?
Austin Dillon.
Austin Dillon.
He called him Austin Dillon. And then he was ripping me and you about the lists. And then he circled back to something else, too.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. Dre in Denver, you're on ESPN 1000. This is going to be controversial, I believe, what you're about to say.
No. It'll be a life. I think I will retire. I think I would shut it down. If you can get LeVar Ball, Waddle and Sylvie can get LeVar Ball on AM 1000, ESPN radio, I think there's nothing left after that. I think we just shut it down. I think we just shut the whole thing down. Once you get LeVar Ball.
I got to be honest, Dre. I have no desire to do that interview. Yeah. I mean,
why do you want to hear from LeVar?
Right. I'd rather talk to Lonzo.
Yes, I'd like to talk to Lonzo.
Lonzo is going to give you the good stuff. I mean, the typical stuff. LeVar is going to Waddle. I don't know, Waddle. I would want your energy to be into this interview, Waddle, because I think you'll get, I think it'll be a good introduction to Chicago. I think it'll kind of erase kind of all the stuff in the past. And I just want to see where he's at right now, because we haven't heard from him in a long time.
He's not going to play a single minute for the Bulls.
But who cares? He's a great soundbite. I believe Waddle and Sylvie will bring out. It'll be a great interview. I've heard interviews on this show a lot. Please try to get him on.
I've heard him with Cap a few times. I've never, I'm sort of over interviewing the dad. We did it with KB a few times when he was new. I think I'm on Mike Bryant's You Know What list.
Oh, he's not a fan, huh?
No, not after I went after him.
I love the kid. I love KB. Lonzo's a big boy. Lonzo's 23. I don't need his dad talking about the shoe and talking about. I think if anything, his dad, LeVar, maybe while doing a good job raising his boys, because they look like they're good kids.
Kids are good kids. They're not kids, they're adults.
Just like Mike Bryant with KB, done a good job. I think sometimes when you have that overprotective brother, dad, I think we saw it with Reggie a little bit. Like, Derek's his own man. Let Derek blossom.
Hasn't that show come and gone? The LeVar Ball show?
I don't know. MJ and Lamont. You don't really want LeVar Ball on our show, do you?
I mean, listen. The stench is finally coming off the Bulls. Free agents want to come here. So don't we want to learn a little bit about the decision-making process and why the people are looking at the Bulls? I mean, 30 seconds into free agency and a guy signs with the Bulls? The stench is coming off.
Why not interview Lonzo and say, hey, Lonzo, how did you pick the Bulls?
I agree. I understand. I understand your point, but LeVar is a good soundbite, and we want to understand, other than from the player and getting that vanilla answers from you, what's the real reason the stench is coming off the Bulls? Let's hear it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm too old. The circus music doesn't excite me anymore. It just doesn't.
Well, to answer the question, to be honest, you want to know why people are now looking at this franchise? Because John Paxson and Gar Forman are no longer running this
team.
There's
new management.
It's a new front office, and they're building it in the right direction, and ownership is allowing them to do so. That's why. It's not a big mystery. Well, this is not a mystery at all. Do you guys think that if Gar was still running things, Lonzo would be signed 30 seconds into free agency?
Probably not. No. They would have gotten maybe second place and a good meal out of it.
Yeah. But I mean, we'd hear it leaked, but they wouldn't come through.
I got to tell AK, I mean, AK's been very aggressive so far in the year plus that he's been here. We'll see if it all works.
He's taking swings.
Right. He's making big moves. The Vucevic trade was a very big move. Getting Lonzo's
Now what happens with LaVine is, I understand it, and the basketball rules confuse me, but to sign LaVine to the bigger extension, would they have to renegotiate the final year of this contract he's playing under, right? And then they can extend him at a higher price?
Not necessarily. So they're in a tough spot based on the amount of cap space they have for this summer. And the fact that he's coming up on a new contract.
Right.
Like, if they wanted to rip it up and just give him a max deal, they could do so right now. But that would hurt them in this offseason.
Right.
So what Windhorst was suggesting, and what was reported in his article that was up earlier today on ESPN.com, was that the Bulls could go to Zach, add on to his current deal.
Right.
And then add in a extension off of that. That would get him close to the max without having to give him a max deal at this moment.
Well, right. The max deal, though, now isn't something that he'd want to sign, because it's only $110 million, I believe.
Right. It's also off of his amount of years in the league. And so for him, the most amount of money that he could sign for would be after this next season.
Yes.
Right. Offseason. So it's tough. He wants his money. He said in the article he wants his respect. The Bulls also don't have the cap space to just flat out give him a max at the moment. I would also say we could have the conversation. Is he a max player? That's something also to kind of consider. Is he worthy of tying up your max contract with? So there's a lot of moving parts here.
Yeah. Jay in Chicago Heights is a good idea. Jay, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, what's up, guys? You guys really got to get LeVar, but get him on the Uncensored podcast, the Unhinged podcast. Just let it all out. You know, sweep him before Cappy steals it from you guys. You know how Cappy loves LeVar.
He could flip again, Jay. But while he used to love LeVar, I believe in the last interview that LeVar was on, Cap got criticized, and then Cap banned LeVar from the show. And I don't believe he's a LeVar guy anymore, but now he may become a LeVar guy again now that Lonzo's a Bull.
Here's LeVar Ball, my guy. Take that.
Let me ask seriously, what is the draw?
People like that he shocks, I guess. He's a Wichita State shocker.
I don't need to be shocked by him. But, like, what? I just don't get it. Like, I don't have anything disparaging to say about him. Right. But, But like, it's again,
remember Steve Kerr ripped him on our show.
Circus music doesn't entertain me.
Yeah. Should I poll the question? Would you like to hear LeVar Ball
on the
radio?
I want to hear Lonzo Ball on the show.
That's what I do. Me too. But people, I'm surprised that we've gotten this. I don't know if it's just people trying to stir it up. Crosstalk Unhinged may not be a bad place for that, though. Would you like to get him? We're going to drop a new episode on Thursday.
I mean, I'm not going to be heartbroken if, for whatever reason, the request isn't met.
By the way, someone called into Cap and Hoodie today, and they asked why they haven't been on Crosstalk Unhinged yet. And Hoodie was asking for cash.
Oh, he wanted a little pay?
He said, wet his beak to appear on Crosstalk Unhinged. The reason why we do Crosstalk Unhinged and the reason why it's on the ESPN Chicago app is we don't get to crosstalk with Carmen Yurko.
They crosstalk with Cap and Jonathan now.
Right, but because of the difference between them ending at noon and us starting at 2, they're gone by the time our show starts. So now people have said, hey, I miss crosstalk. People keep saying that, so we said, okay, we'll do a pod. Put your money where your mouth is. Not your real money. Put your time where your mouth is. If you really want crosstalk, download Crosstalk Unhinged. And you can get that on ESPN1000.com or the ESPN Chicago app on our page or the Carmen and Yurko page. Do you want to hear LeVar Ball on the Waddle and Sylvie show? Waddle and I voted no. Bleck, how did you vote?
I'm going to vote no.
Okay.
I've worked on shows where LeVar has been a guest, and then it turns into a shouting match about who's the better camp counseling coach.
Oh,
I don't need to hear that
again.
Happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll poll the question.
Take that. Sir, are you all right? Sir, are you okay?
So Lonzo Ball is now a Bull, and maybe DeMar DeRozan could be next. Stay tuned. We've got all the details coming up.
Waddle and Sylvie are with you as you return to the office, just like that annoying coworker that always talks about their cat. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
The breaking news continues to come on in. Lonzo Ball right at the beginning of the 5 o'clock hour, right when free agency started. The Bulls and Pelicans have agreed on a sign-and-trade. Lonzo Ball is now a Bull. They sign him for a 4-year, $85 million deal. My buddy Perry just texted me. He's like,
oh, no. Is he down?
Well, no, he said, what else can the Bulls do here? I mean, are there any other moves they can make? And I said, well, there's talk of a possible Lowry Markkanen for DeMar DeRozan sign and trade, which we would welcome. I think we'd be all very excited for this Bulls season.
Yeah.
And then we're asking you the hard-hitting question because we're surprised by the listeners' reaction at wanting a LeVar Ball interview with Waddle and Sylvie. We've heard him on this radio station with Cap like 2 or 3 times. We've talked to Jeff Goodman, remember, who had to cover the Ball family and loves the kids, doesn't like the dad.
The kids are great.
Yes. And as someone put it, I put the poll question out there, someone responded to it by saying, interview Lonzo.
That's what I said.
I want to be first in line for that interview.
Yeah.
I want Lonzo Ball on the show.
Did you know that LeVar was a football player? Did you know that?
I wasn't sure. I remember when he was doing a lot of bragging that he could beat Barkley in one-on-one. Or didn't he say he was a better one-on-one player than Michael?
I think there was a lot of bluster
with all of that.
Yes, he was went undrafted in 94, but had a tryout, I believe, with the Jets.
Yeah, it's a good athletic family.
Yes.
He seems to have done a good job as a parent. He's just a little bit much out in the media. Josh in Idaho, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. You know, if I had a list of things that I don't want to hear on this station, number one would be Justin Fields just got traded. Number two would probably be, Mitchell and Displains. And then number three would be LeVar Ball. I'm so over. I used to be so grateful that none of the Balls were on, the Bulls, because I'm just like, I don't want to hear that guy's voice ever again. But here we are, and people are calling and wanting that again. The silence has been great. Come
yes,
on.
Yes, yes.
I want to hear what Lonzo, what was it about the Bulls that had him excited about coming here? Like, that's what I want to know.
Absolutely. And how can you continue to get better? Tom in Oak Lawn, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Tommy?
What's up, guys? So, first of all, I don't want to hear LeVar Ball ever again. Ever. So, period.
Okay.
Exclamation point. Secondly, as far as like the Lonzo Ball thing, and I mean, I'm not a big NBA guy. I defer to Chris Black for my NBA knowledge, but wasn't the knock on him his like durability and his shooting and such? I mean, don't the Bulls need more like shooters and everything? They have a guy in Vucevic who can score inside. You got the guy in LaVine that can create his own shot. Now, don't you need more shooters in order that can hit the three-pointers at a high clip?
Well, I think you need a pure point guard, first and foremost. Yes. And that's what the role he fills. So, and I think durability has been an issue. If you go back to his first 2 years in the league with the Lakers, he did miss some time. I believe he missed 17, 18 games this past year. I don't think
he
it's anything overly.
Too.
Yes, a good defensive
and
player.
And Vooch and
they
Levine don't.
Yeah, they don't defend.
So, like, that's to get. There are not many defensive minded point
guards.
Yeah,
I mean, it's fair to say that he's missed some time, but I wouldn't necessarily get overly concerned about that.
I'd say this about the 3-point shooting. He's a 38% 3-point shooter. And if you watch the Pelicans play last year, he, even though he's a point guard, was playing off the ball because they put the basketball in Zion Williamson's hands in the front court a lot. So, like, the offense was dictated out of what he was doing in a pick and roll, and then it was kicked out, and Lonzo was catch and shoot. So that would parlay into, don't we want Zach LaVine to have the ball in his hands majority of the time as the better primary wing player for the Bulls in the offense? I think it's going to be a perfect mesh.
Yep, I hope you're right, Chris. Mike downtown, you're on ESPN. Mike dropped off. Let me take Bob, all right, because he's been very patient. I know it's not on.
He's in Paducah, Kentucky.
Yeah, Paducah, Kentucky is where I used to get my NBC station.
Really?
When I was in Carbondale, our NBC station came out of Paducah,
all
Kentucky.
Right. I like it.
Bob, I know you've been very patient, but we've had breaking news. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I hate to be a buzz. First of all, thanks for taking my call. Love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
And I don't want to be a buzzkill, but you kind of started it when you guys beat up Nagy the other day. So if you're willing to take a homework assignment that you can do when you crack a beer tonight, go home and listen to two podcasts. I also listened to the Pat McAfee show.
Mm-hmm.
And about 2 weeks ago, he had the general manager of the Colts on.
Chris Ballard.
And then and you talk about personality, you talk about confidence, you talk about accessibility, and then you compare him with our general manager, who actually I should be a fan of because I also went to Eastern Illinois, but I've obviously soured on him. And then last week he had Irsay on, and Irsay was only on for about 6 minutes or so. And now take away the fact that he's a billionaire and gave $2 million to cure cancer, which I'm sure, Sylvie, you're appreciative of. Just, again, his personality, the way he comes across, to me, the environment those guys create is so different. And when you're attracting free agents, when you're trying to, you know, get that clubhouse together, it just, if you had time, do it. And I love to hear you compare and contrast the leadership of the Colts versus our whatever kind of leadership you want to call it.
I would say this, Bob, first and foremost. I think the word that comes to mind for me with Chris Ballard, and there are no perfect GMs, is competence. Like the communication factor, that's fine. That's great. I mean, I'm glad that he, you know, can get his points across and he's affable and everything else. But competence is the word that I think is most important when you're talking about someone whose job it is to run organizations. So that's where I think Chris Ballard has an edge over our guys, is that he's more competent. And I think his short track record has displayed.
Yeah, he's drafted so well. Chris Ballard is really good at what he does.
Yeah.
312-332-3776. Kevin in Bronzeville, you're on ESPN 1000. Hi, Kev.
What's going on, y'all? I just want to say I'm interested by the pushback from you guys to not even want to talk to the guy once. You know, it's like, I'm not saying give him a weekly spot on the show, but, like, he's one of the few dads with three sons in the NFL. So it's something
NBA,
to talk to.
NBA, yeah.
I mean, in the NBA, I'm sorry. It's something to talk to the guy about. You know, it's just interesting that, like, you guys don't have anything to say to the guy. Like,
I want to talk to Lonzo. Yeah, haven't you heard all you need to hear from LeVar over the years?
I've heard all I'm going to hear from Lonzo. We haven't even talked to him. He's going to say, I'm excited to play. We're ready to get to work, blah, blah, blah.
What's his dad going to say?
If you ask some questions about, like, maybe raising sons, how did you get three sons in the NBA? It's stuff to talk to him about. You guys are acting like he has nothing to say. Like,
he's got a lot to say. I get what you're saying, Kevin. I mean, you don't have to make it about the shoes. You can make it about, look, your kids have been very successful.
He doesn't just bring up the shoes out of nowhere. People ask him about the shoes.
Of course.
You guys talk about time versus time. Go on Facebook and watch Ball in the Family. That's a great show.
Okay.
So, like, hey, it's a great show, and the family is interesting. So it's stuff to talk to the guy about. He's a dad with literally three kids in the league. That, I mean, it's stuff to talk about.
Look, Kevin, I've I know that Justin Fields' dad is very savvy and has talked a lot in public, and I've sort of gone away from that. Whether it's Chris Bryant's dad or whether it's Justin Fields' dad, I'd like to talk to the guys who play and leave their dads to cheer for their sons. No,
I feel you, but I mean, you still talk to Chris Bryant's dad like
a while ago. And I sort of regret that. I mean,
did we have Chris Bryant's dad?
Yeah, we had him on a couple times.
Did we?
Yeah, we had him on a couple times.
I've been listening since 2015. You guys talk to his dad, like I'm saying. You talk to his dad. Like, I'm not saying give the guy a weekly show. I'm just saying a 5-10 minute interview.
Okay.
That, I mean, it's interesting. It's not like not interesting.
You've been the best call on the subject so far, Kevin. Thank you. Appreciate it. 312-332-3776. The poll question brought to you by your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers. I added him too.
Yeah.
I said, do you want to hear from @LeVar Big Baller interviewed on the radio? And 2,000 people have voted already. 34.8% want to hear from LeVar Ball. 65.2% do not.
Can we get to him maybe if we decide to do this after we try and talk to Lonzo?
I'd like to talk to Billy Donovan. I'd like to talk to Mark Eversley. I'd like to talk to AK.
Yeah.
I don't believe we've had Eversley or AK on our show yet.
I don't think so.
So 3-1-2-3. I'd like to talk to Zach LaVine over in Tokyo, see what he thinks about all this.
Totally agree.
3-3-2-3-7-7-6. The Bulls have signed Lonzo Ball in a sign and trade.
Miss a show? All your faves ready and waiting on the ESPN Chicago app.
You are listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Mark Schanowski had a good tweet. He's been covering the Bulls for a lot of years in this town. He's really become a Bulls expert as well.
He now works for ABC7 as well.
I've not seen Mark in the hallways, though.
I've not either.
Mark tweeted 15 minutes ago, Arturas Karnišević is playing big-time chess in the free agent market. He gets Pels to waive the 3-day offer sheet waiting period for Ball for a small return, and he still is marking in as a sign-and-trade chip. DeRozan possibly, and the full mid-level exception to add another big man. So Mark Schanowski saying thumbs up, and they're talking about it on SportsCenter, a possible sign and trade for DeMar DeRozan. We'll see where that goes. But the Bulls have struck quickly on Lonzo Ball.
Listen, what we've asked for in the past is to take swings, right?
Yes.
You're not going to hit home runs with everything, but let's take some swings.
It's a good plan. Silver in Valpo, you're on ESPN 1000. Hello, Silver.
How you guys doing?
We're good.
Hi-ho, Silver!
Away!
But, I just want to pick up off where we left off before you guys went on the break. I mean, like, why do people want to hear from LeVar Ball? Like, I mean, just because he's always out there, outspoken about everything, like, I can care less about what the guy has to say. Like, I feel like everything that comes out of his mouth is just marketing, you know, marketing this, marketing that. Like, you know, I care less. Second, I'm excited about this Lonzo Ball deal. I'm so excited about this. Like, do you consider this our big three? Ball, LaVine, and then Vooch? Like, is that our big three right there?
I don't know.
How about a medium size?
Like
three.
A mid three?
Mid three?
Yeah. A big ish three?
Bigger.
Yeah, bigger.
Yeah, listen.
It's set from where we've been. You know, like, I think it's a big step up, and you know, I think it's time we part ways with Markkanen. Though, you know, like, I don't know how long he's been on the Bulls. Like, I mean, he's a good player, don't get me wrong, but I just feel like he probably just has a better career going someplace else. Like, I'd say if he probably bulked up a little bit, maybe gained, like, I don't know, maybe at least 20 pounds of muscle or so, like, he might be a little bit better. But, like, just as of recently, like, I mean, coming off of injuries, like, what, 2 seasons in a row? And, you know, I mean, he's a good three-point shooter, but, I mean, there's other players out there that
listen,
I think will
so
feel a little bit better.
This three is certainly better than the big three of Felicio, Arch, and Lowry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, we're
stepping
up in class a little bit here.
By the way, Chris Paul has agreed to stay with the Suns. I don't know if we've mentioned that on the air yet. 4-year deal that could be worth as much as $120 million.
Duncan Robinson, 5 years, $90 million to stay with the Heat.
Yes.
Kyle Lowry's going to
Miami.
Listen, if people... I'm not going to sit here and pound the table and resist LeVar. I can't believe that the first thing people wanted was... Nobody was like, hey, can we get Lonzo Ball on? Everyone's like, hey, now you got to get LeVar on. And I'm like, I'd rather talk to Lonzo.
Isn't that the essence of what's wrong with it? That you think of his dad before you think of him? No, not you.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was like shocked by is that the people you want to hear from the dad before you want to hear from the kid himself.
Chris is in Florida. Chris, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hello.
Hey,
my bad.
Chris?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, Tommy Waddle. Chris? Remember on Wantia? Oh, sorry, my bad.
Chris? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello, Chris? Yeah, we're here. We're kidding around with you.
What's up?
Oh, no, I'm only kidding. Good Lord, really? Wow, I moved from Lake Forest to Anna Marie Island, and now I'm getting yelled at about I can't hear it right now.
Hello?
Yeah, right here. That's because Tommy was my neighbor back in the day, but I was actually lived on before he moved there. But yeah,
that was back in in Onawentia. That's the Foxy House. That's where we moved.
You guys were neighbors,
I guess.
No, I was there before him.
Well, then you're not neighbors if you've never lived together, like on the same block at the same time.
Hello,
you're not
I was
neighbors.
I was trying to be polite that I knew him. I just wasn't trying to bring it up. But, hey, I just wanted to give you a heads up. Living down here on an island in Florida, a diehard White Sox fan, still kept my season ticket to the White Sox. Not the Bears, still the Packers. Sorry.
Are you doing a little boozing today, Chris? I don't want to be presumptuous.
Why do you have the White Sox season tickets if you live on an island in Florida?
Because in 1988, somebody took me to a White Sox game, and it just hooked me, and I've been stuck since. But I've been to more, if it's all fairness, my brother got season tickets to the Cubs and all that kind of stuff.
To clubs or the Cubs?
Cubs. Sorry, my bad.
What do you have in your hand right now? What is it, an ice cold what?
I'm sitting on the boat. We're having our second cocktail with the second mahi that we caught.
How many shots was in your first? 6?
Well, hey, I didn't grow up in Skokie because I grew up in Lake Forest, but okay. We're going to go with 6. No, kidding.
You know what?
I'm only messing with you, Tommy.
Chris on. Let's have LeVar on. Come on.
I think it's a lot of fun. I get it. I don't even know what radio stations exist in Florida because all I do is listen to ESPN 1000 on the app.
Chris, thank you, Chris.
How big is your boat? What? How many feet you got there?
65.
Woo! Look at you. You are, that is a nice boat.
That's a nice boat. I'm going to Google 65-foot boat right now.
Hey, it's a 65 ocean, so you can Google that.
65. What does something ocean. Like that cost?
It's a yacht, for Christ's sake.
Look at you, Chris.
Hey, but wait. Yo, never mind. See, because I don't know what it is with the street name. I didn't want to be, like, where somebody lives. I just... No, but I'm back not, in the day, I was.
Yeah, I'm out of there.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I didn't realize that. I apologize. Cool. Okay,
no,
so on Wednesday.
Yeah, we're good.
No, then it was 34 on Wednesday. Sorry, my bad.
Okay.
Well, Chris, happy sailing
yes.
to you. I hope you have a...
Dock that boat!
No, I hope you have
dock
a skipper.
Hey, wait. Hey, Sylvie.
Yeah.
Sylvie, I want to do something for you with... Because I followed you guys, and all I've ever seen is obviously you had your cancer thing. I actually, and don't hate me, but I bought season tickets to the Bucks game. They're Bucks tickets. Can we do something where we auction off my season or like my Bucks Bears tickets and we do something for cancer?
Oh, you're talking about for Tampa, the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yeah, the Tampa, because I'm down here.
So
but
you want to auction off your tickets. All right, we'll get your info, Chris.
Yes,
and we got to have you on the next time you have some cocktails, too.
Yes, definitely.
We appreciate you. Hold
hey,
on.
It's a Lake Forest thing.
Yeah.
It's a Lake Forest thing.
Skokie took
catch
a shot
that
there.
Fish.
That was. I didn't want to be mean and presume that he was drinking, but.
Oh, I think
the
it was quite
evident. To,
Hey, Tracy, where's the cop car?
I know, but sometimes. Hey, people on hold, stay on hold. Blex got a full ride tonight. He's going to take your Alonzo Ball calls, your baseball calls, whatever's on your mind, 312-332-3776. If you got a 65-foot
yacht.
Look
at the size of that boat.
Yeah,
that's
you can call
good.
There, too, and drink to your heart's content. Good work today, boys. Our only guest, Keith Law, and lots of more breaking news. Thank you to Black and Sean. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great Monday.
I am really excited.
That was a big thrill.
Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself, Ed Belfour.
Who's getting wild tonight? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No hi from you.
What?
No hi from you.
I give him more buys than highs.
Waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away. Waddle, waddle. Till the very next day. Bum, 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 bum.
And thank you to all and to all a good night.